Workers in meatpacking factories and the livestock farms that supply them are among the hardest hit by COVID. Special correspondent Fred DeSam-Lazaro is back now with a report on efforts to get them vaccinated for his series, Agents for Change.
Okay, Marvin, you're going to be getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine today?
Marvin, usted va a recibir la vacuna de Johnson & Johnson.
Congratulations, Marvin. Felicidades.
There's been little to cheer about in recent months in meatpacking towns like Worthington, Minnesota. The giant JBS pork processing plant was an early COVID hotspot. Like several other facilities, it shut down for weeks before being ordered to reopen by former President Trump, who declared them critical to the nation's meat supply.
We have honestly seen like the importance of folks who didn't have the option to stay home and work from a laptop, continue to work in like confined and crowded spaces.
Nationwide, at least 50,000 meatpackers have been infected with the coronavirus, and some 250 have lost their lives. But Jessica Velasco, who works for a community group called Unidos, says the outlook is beginning to feel brighter. At JBS, which offered a $100 incentive, about 1,600 of its 2,200 workers have received the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That still leaves thousands of others unvaccinated, many in smaller factories and on livestock farms. Immigrants comprise more than half the 12 to 15,000 population of Worthington and the surrounding farm country. The languages they speak are from Southeast Asia, from the Horn of Africa. The predominant group is from Central America. But even here, many are from indigenous groups and don't necessarily speak Spanish. Minnesota's Department of Health began conducting pop-up vaccination events last weekend and saw a steady trickle of takers.
Folks are really starting to see that they are eligible to get vaccinated. And I think a lot of our folks are excited to get vaccinated, actually.
Is anybody not excited?
There are still some folks who are not excited.
And a big part of Velasco's job these days is to reach them. For several hours each week, she goes door to door, on this day in a trailer park. It's one of many polite but unproductive exchanges.
I asked her, have you taken it? She said no. And she says she doesn't know if it really works because it's still semi-new. And she doesn't know what the after effects would be.
Can you tell me, you know, reading through the lines, what is driving that reticence?
I know it is a fear, but it'll primarily be her situation, status for her and her family.
Documentation, you mean?
Yeah.
Estimates vary on the number of undocumented families here, but it's one more challenge to reach a population that is often invisible by choice. Next stop for Velasco, across the street, and another no.
He said, I'm going to leave it in the hands of God.
God has given us a gift.
Que Dios nos ha dado un regalo.
They have developed a vaccine.
At St. Mary's Catholic Church, Fathers Jim Callahan and Miguel Proaños have weighed in.
We also put it in the context of what Pope Francis had said, get the vaccine, because that is the greatest act of charity and love that you can do.
Muy importante.
Both men publicized their own vaccination on social media. All this is happening as the campaign approaches a new phase with more vaccines becoming available.
So Father Jim influencers become absolutely critical.
University of Minnesota epidemiologist Michael Osterholm says there's still a real threat of resurgent infections, particularly with fast-spreading and deadlier new variants. Reaching the unvaccinated is becoming essential as well as more difficult. Despite its problems, he says, we've just seen the easy part of the vaccine rollout.
And so I think you're going to see a transition where those big Coliseum-wide campaigns where we can vaccinate thousands in a day, which are really important, give way more and more to these efforts by local and state public health officials to reach out to individuals, whether they want to be found or not, and to try to get them vaccinated. So it is critical we try to reach everyone house by house, lot by lot.
Jessica Velasco is redoubling her efforts in trailer parks and at the bus stop for meatpacking workers. For her, it's also personal. Among those lost to the pandemic was her father, Ovi Velasco. Originally from Mexico, he'd moved here 2 decades ago. He was 60.
I reflected on how folks who lost someone or who passed away by themselves because they had all their loved ones were back home in a different country. I at least got to see my dad. My family got to see their loved one. But yes, my dad's passing really pushed me to keep going.
For the PBS NewsHour, this is Fred DeSanLazaro in Worthington, Minnesota.
And Fred's reporting is a partnership with the Undertold Stories Project at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota.